Hi there, this is Laurieette Shoes of Four Leg Rehab, your place for online canine rehab education resources. So today's audio, I want to start looking at your business and either how to start your business or how you're going to revitalize your business in canine rehab. So the first part of this plan is simply to do a little bit of research, and we're going to keep it easy. This is your online market research. So you're going to get to sit behind the computer where it's all nice and comfortable and cozy for this first one. And then we're going to push you to step out of your comfort zone and actually talk to people. But right now it's to look online in doing your market research. So first things first is I want you to go online and figure out who's in your area. So in your local area, your city or the perimeter around your city, and find out who's out there. So some of the key words or things that you might want to search to try and see who's out there in your city would be to search rehab or canine rehab or the words physical therapy, massage therapy, exercise therapy, even if that's not specifically where you're going, and as well chiropractic, acupuncture, body work. So what I want you to look at is all the words that would encompass many of the different therapies that are out there. The public doesn't necessarily know the difference or who it is they need to choose to provide the service. So you could be competing with people that you would look and say, oh my goodness, I have so much more knowledge and background than that person, but the public might not know that. So I want you to include all sorts of things within your search. And so you might be looking canine rehab, in my case, canine rehab Calgary, physical therapy plus dogs plus Calgary. Whatever you want to put in through there so that you're looking at your region and all the different words that can encompass the different therapies that would encompass rehabilitation, physical therapy, physiotherapy, and that. So now you start looking at that and you're going to come up with a whole pile of hits that are going to pay that you need to pay attention to. And I want you to start going through them and maybe write down the different websites that are appropriate. And I want you to take note of who has a nice website and what information can you glean from that website. So maybe you're going to write down, you know, www.caninerehabcalgary. Let's say that's a business out there. I want you to take notes on what you like about that website, perhaps what you don't like about the website, and what information can you get? Is this, what services do they provide? What education does the person have? What's that person's name? Do they have a physical location? Are they mobile services? I want you to find out as much as you can about that person or that service, okay? Let's see, do any of them list prices as well? Not many do, but just to see if they list any prices and get as much information as you can about that service from the websites that are out there and see how many different practitioners or different practices have anything related to therapy in your region. So you're going to start off with doing that. Then I want you to look out there on the web beyond your regional area to see who's doing rehab well. So maybe not to be looking into specifically your geographical location, Calgary per se, but maybe start thinking about, okay, who's out there, you know, that you've heard of that's doing a good job. So gratuitous self-promotion here. So look up www.caninefitness.com, and just because that's my website and I can cite it off the top of my head as compared to some of the others, but Google in somebody's name. So whatever you know, people that you have heard of and you know that are out there practicing, Google their names and see what comes up. and see what their websites look alike. Anyways, how are they practicing? Okay, what kind of services do they offer? Look at the websites. What do you like about their websites? Maybe what don't you like about their websites? Because quite frankly, that is as important as anything. When my brother-in-law had me, my brother-in-law designed my website, and that's what he does for a living. So, and he said, okay, here's a list of, go to this page on my website. Here's a list of all the websites I developed. Tell me what you like and don't like about them. And I went through about 20 websites and I realized, oh, I am really fussy. Because I realized I don't like small fonts. So one of my things I told him is I want size 11 or size 12 font on everything. I don't like a black background with white letters. And I came up with a whole pile of different things. I don't like pictures that are too small. You know, it was a lot of I don't like, don't like, don't like. And there were a few things where it's like, okay, I like this color scheme. Anyways, but that was relevant for me, what I like. And it was a really good exercise for me to better know what I like, to be able to explain to him how I want my website to look and how I want my marketing efforts to look like. So on these other practitioners' websites, I want you to, not only are you looking at what you visually like, I want you to look at what wording catches your eye on their website. And we'll talk more about this when we get into how you should be wording things. But for now, I want you to just look at what kind of wording, what catches your eye. And I'm not saying, you know, take note, because obviously what those people are doing must be good. It might not be. But So what I want you to take from this is what catches your eye. Not necessarily taking notes on this is how they do it, unless that's something that catches your eye. Because if it catches your eye, it's likely the things that catch your target market's eye as well. Okay. And again, do any of them list prices? And it's not a common thing to list prices, but I know when I was looking at, we were looking at repricing our underwater treadmill. We were in competition with a swim facility that was frankly pricing things so low that there was no way we could compete. So we weren't going to compete with that. But I did look around and within North America to see what are some average prices, high, low, of places that are actually advertising their underwater treadmill or swim therapy. And we basically came up with something that would work for us in regards to underwater treadmill therapy at our clinic. So is there anything that you can glean and listing their prices? Write all of this down. Start yourself a whole new workbook for doing these tasks. So you're going to write all that stuff down. Now, I want you to go back to your target area, or rather your geographical location. And I want you to look and see what kind of dog groups are in your area. Okay. So I want you to look up things like agility plus your geographical location. So Calgary, or your next largest hometown, to get a clear idea of who's out there, who's doing stuff, who's doing activities, who are the, what I call high-end dog owners, because this is a great target market. Okay, so what agility groups are out there? What obedience groups are out there? What kennel clubs are out there? Okay, and you're just going to type in kennel club plus Calgary. Agility plus Calgary, or rather, you're likely going to have to go canine agility, dog agility plus Calgary, canine obedience plus Calgary. I want you to look at who are the dog trainers in your region. Okay, and you're going to document all of this, because this gives you huge access to a target market. You are looking at, who am I going to market to? When we get started, we're always thinking, okay, well, I'm wanting vets to refer, and I want my in-house vets to refer, and then I want vets who aren't in my practice to refer. And that's just a small piece of the puzzle. You need the dog-owning public to know that you're out there, because they're the ones who are going to start to demand this service. Okay, so you're going to try and get a handle on those people through other people who are already working with your target market. So dog trainer plus your geographical location. Also look for doggy daycares, boarding kennels, and groomers in your area, because these are also good places to make contact eventually, send your marketing materials to, go and visit, all of those sorts of things. So get a nice list of who's in your area, the name of the people, the webs, name of the business, name of the people, name of the website, the URL, and document all of this information so you have it in a form that you can refer back to. Okay, and then you're going to look at the vet clinics. So if you're in a smaller center, I want you to look at the vet clinics just in your town. Vet clinics within, I would say, a 1 hour radius. Really depends on how near or far you are from a large center as well, because you could be going, hour and a half, 2 hours. When I do my target marketing, when I send out mailings and all the rest, I aim for roughly 2 hours away. So for me being in Calgary, when I send out marketing materials, I go to Red Deer, which is an hour and a half away. I send down to Lethbridge, which is about 2 hours away, and then some of the peripheral sites that have still referred to me. So I'll send out to Jasper, which is 3 hours away, but really they're 3 hours away from anyone that would be doing this sort of a thing. So I've looked at that, and they've Jasper is a, there's a vet clinic there who has sent dogs to us. So I look at who is referring, and my broader reach in that capacity. So I want to look at all of those vet clinics. If you are in a larger center, contact your Veterinary Medical Association or the board and see if they have a directory that you can purchase that will have all those listings for you, because that's just going to make it that much simpler to try and figure out who to contact. So list out all of the veterinary clinics. Okay, now you're going back online and look for dog forums. Okay, so not necessarily your geographic location, but maybe there are things that are, you know, dogs plus Calgary plus forum, chat group, those sorts of things. And what I want you to look at on the dog forums is what kind of questions are people asking? Okay, what are they looking for? What do they like? What do they not like? Are they complaining about things? What are their frustrations? What are their desires? So I want you to pay attention to what it is the dog owning public is looking for. And there are all sorts of forums out there I had no idea existed. I had clients come in some of my first clients that came in that said, nope, we want to do conservative management for our dog's cruciate injury. And if you've listened to my cruciate lecture before, my conservative management for cruciate disease lecture, you know, it was this fabulous Scottish couple, and they basically were telling me, you know, you can either help us or you won't, but we're not going to do the surgery. So you can let us know if all you're going to do is try to talk us into the surgery, we might as well leave right now. We don't even want to come for the appointment. But if you can help us, then that's what we're looking for. And so these people had already found a chat group that is entirely dedicated to conservative management of cruciate. I had no idea that such thing existed. And here's these people trying to figure it out on their own, because for the most part, their veterinarians aren't helping them. Then their vets don't know how to help them, but these people have formed a group and a bond to try and help each other. So that would be a great place to look and see what is it that they're wanting. What are their frustrations? I know other clients of mine are on the Golden Retriever chat group. And, you know, they've come to me and say, oh, so-and-so mentioned you on the Golden Retriever chat group. And say, oh, well, that's nice. So find out where these things are and what are they talking about? What are they looking for that pertains to rehab? Now, most importantly, What I want you to take from that and pay attention to is their language. So maybe write down a few remarks, a few sentences in quotation of what they're looking for, what their language is talking about. You know, so let's go back to the conservative cruciate folks, because they're looking for, you know, nobody can help me. And if I take the words of when this client first was talking to me, she says, you know, you can, if you're, all you're going to do is spend this time trying to talk me into surgery, you know, don't bother. So really, if I'm trying to market to a group of people who are looking for that, that's, I'm going to utilize their exact language to get their attention. So perhaps when I come down to it and looking at creating my programs and my services and my marketing materials, I'm going to utilize phrases like, are you tired of constantly being talked into surgeries or treatments that you can't afford and don't want for your dog? Are you looking for somebody to help you through the process of rehabilitating your dog after a cruciate injury? You know, then I can help you with this. I'm here to help you with this. So think about the language. Write it down so you've got a note for yourself to look at that. That's going to be really key in drafting your marketing messages and looking at programs that you can create within your business, services. And you've got to realize too then, what for the vets especially, is to look maybe at veterinary forums and what are their frustrations as well. I've got dog forums on here, but on my thought process, but vet forums could be just as valuable. You know, what are vets complaining about? You know, it's a soft tissue injury. I get tons of emails from vets now, you know, and this ones that's like, after this woman took a course from me and had, she did an internship at my clinic, and it was, you know, sort of said, you know, Lori, I want to thank you because this is the first time that a lameness case made so much sense. It's like, that's great information for marketing to other veterinarians. Let me help you make sense of your lameness cases. Okay. So that's what we're going to glean from our forums. Now, the reason you're going to do this, it's going to give yourself business ideas and focus. Okay. Focus on, like I said, products and services. Focus on how you might want to structure your business, how you might want to focus and target your business, niche your business perhaps. Products and services, again, ideas and focus. You might look too at the different titles that you would put to your programs or services. It may give you ideas for articles or blog posts that you're going to create to try and draw attention. Give people that come to your website things to read to decide whether they like you or not. And that's going to give you great ideas for both articles and blog posts. It may help you to identify partners moving forward, so possible partnerships. So maybe there's in your different dog groups or groomer or daycare scenario where you're looking at that going, okay, this is great. I like how they're talking. I really need to introduce to myself to these folks that I think we could have a good partnership here, that I could work with these folks and have a mutually beneficial relationship sending clients back and forth. Okay. And I kind of talked about this one already. Do any of these websites stand out as speaking to their customer more than the others? Okay. Do any of them address the dog owner's concerns, fears, and desires? Okay. So you now are taking what you learned from the dog forums and what you learned from looking online, what kind of questions people are asking, and you're going to then think about the websites you looked at of the other therapy practitioners in your region or the other therapy practitioners on a global scale or national scale, and what their websites have, and do their websites and their marketing messages address the dog owner's concerns, fears, and desires? And you can bet your behind that that's important. Okay? They might not. Maybe these other folks don't, but there's your ticket. Yours should. Okay? And I want you to think about what can you do better and where might you be able to excel. Okay, so the why, all these are the whys, are why you're doing this, what you're going to gain from this process. Okay, so that's your first step. Your first step to beginning or starting your business, or your first step to revitalizing and really taking a look at your business or your rehab service, is to do a little bit of online research. So that's the start. Next one, we'll talk about your offline research and what you can take from there. So there's your homework. Sit down, pen and paper and your computer. You can hide and not have to talk to anybody and just do this work. And I guarantee you, you're going to learn from it. And already that should help to get your marketing message stronger and your, how you're going to structure or restructure your business a little bit more solidified in your mind. Good. So thank you very much for listening. I hope this helps, hope this helps, and hopes this serves you. And until next time, we'll talk to you later. Cheers. Bye-bye.